The following is paid for by Secure Money Advisors. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
You know, just about every topic, Mr. Caranta, that I've been discussing when it comes to Wall Street, the economy, the Trump administration, I'm like, you know, I could have somebody from Secure Money Advisors as an incredible guest to talk about it. I don't think I've ever seen so many things in the financial world be heading in the, in my opinion, for now, the right direction as we have in the last 2 weeks. It's been a very unique and interesting and historic time that we're living in right now.
Fast paced. It's like drinking from a fire hose, man.
That's a great analogy.
Right?
Yeah.
I wonder how many of those Sharpies he's worn out.
Unbelievable. But he can actually make them legible. That's how good he is. Yeah,
I know. You watch him and he gets it every single time.
Anyway, welcome everyone to another episode of On the Money with Secure Money. Of course, I'm your host with this man, Brian Caranta, Rob Pratt. And joining me today, as always, we're going to be talking about securing your financial future. So, without further ado, to kind of fill you in what we're going to be doing, the host of Secure Money Advisors On the Money, the man with the plan, Mr. Brian Caranta.
Thank you. Well, yeah, we got a lot to cover today. I want to talk a little bit about, obviously, these tariffs that Trump is imposing. I want to talk a little bit about emergency funds. I think some basic fundamentals in retirement planning tend to be overlooked because they're looked at as being common sense, but it's the little things sometimes that are missed, and it's the little things that become big headaches. And then we're going to talk about some tax strategies, and then I've got some questions from listeners that we're going to wrap up on. So, we've got an action-packed show, Rob.
That's what we do every week.
I know.
I was at the convention center last week, and honestly, I miss being here. You guys really sounded as though you were having a lot of fun with a lot of pertinent information. But I must tell you, throughout the week, you're always on my mind. And I just want to say, I was out in Swissville the other night doing a bunch of social media stuff, talking to all these mayors about the U.S. Steel and the Pond Steel deal. And I kept thinking, thank goodness for Brian Caranta and Secure Money Advisors, because if this thing doesn't go, this is my humble opinion. And all of these people with these 20 years in, and I met a gentleman who's 42 years old. His son's in ninth grade. He plays hockey. He's going to be going to a special school to continue his high school career, to be on this traveling team because he's got that kind of skill set. And this man looked at me, 42 years of age, and he said, everything I have now and in the future is all because of U.S. Steel.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't go away. Right away, I thought of all the stories and all the things that we talk about. How someone could be at that prime age of their life, have everything in place when it comes to their financial security, and then goodness gracious, the rug's pulled out from underneath them.
Yeah, you lose that paycheck, and then all of a sudden, you're scrambling to try to, you know, make ends meet. And that's why I really wanted to make sure that we understood what it meant to have an emergency fund, because that term is thrown around there very loosely. And, you know, an emergency fund isn't just nice to have. It's essential, and it's really for weathering storms without derailing your financial future. Now, it can be challenging for a 42-year-old that has kids to build up a significant emergency fund because things are expensive today, and then they may get even more expensive. With these tariffs, and we may have some short term pain, but you know, having a well established emergency fund is the cornerstone of any good financial plan. But I don't think we've really spent enough time considering what an appropriate amount looks like.
Yeah, and that kind of leads me to this question. So, how many months worth of expenses would you recommend our listeners set aside for their emergency fund?
Yeah, well, so here's the thing, and it's a good question, and it's we have to understand that it's we have to distinguish between essential and discretionary expenses. So essential expenses are simply food and shelter. What's it going to take me just to put food on the table and keep shelter over our head? Because at the end of the day, when things got really tough, That's all that matters. And all the discretionary expenses can go out the window. And those discretionary things are going to be like dining out and entertainment, your Netflix subscription, your gym membership, all those things. You know, if you're married, your spouse getting their nails done, you might need to have your hair growing a little bit longer. But these are the sacrifices you got to make during those points in time, so you don't completely destroy any wealth that you've created. So, you know, typically what you'll hear when it comes to the amount of time, you'll typically hear things like 3 to 6 months worth of savings. But I encourage people to really get out a pencil and paper and take out on that paper, just draw a line right down the middle of it. They said Ben Franklin used to do this all the time. And on one side, he would put the pros, and the other side, he'd put the cons. In this case, we're going to put your essential expenses and then your discretionary expenses. And all we want to do is add up those essential expenses. You know, again, that's going to be food and shelter is basically all that's going to come down to. And whatever that number is, you're going to want to do at least 6 months. Now, what I'm about to tell you has come from what we went through with COVID. After COVID, I personally started working very hard to get that cash reserve, especially the emergency cash reserve, up to at least 12 months. Now, that's not something you're going to be able to do overnight. That's a sacrifice that is going to be done over time. And it's very important that you consider doing that because we never know when things are going to happen. I mean, look at what's happening with UPS right now. I mean, you see, you know, the UPS stocks have tumbled 40% over the last 3 years. And, you know, the UPS alums are pissed. I mean, they've lost billions of dollars of their wealth. It's basically evaporated. And, you know, it took a huge dive again on Thursday because Tomei, or which is the CEO, she was actually I think the chief financial officer at Home Depot for a while, and she was on the board at UPS. And then during COVID, she was promoted to the CEO. But, you know, she announced that she wants to shrink their business with Amazon. And she wants to focus on, you know, a higher quality package delivery service rather than the volume. And obviously investors didn't like that. And you've got a lot of employees over the years that have taken compensation in the form of stock. And, you know, this is why, you know, you also have to be very careful that you don't get overexposed in your company stock either. I mean, every publicly traded company typically will give their employees an opportunity to have, you know, to take
piece of the action.
Yeah, piece of the action. Right. But, you know, you really, really shouldn't have any more than 10%, 15 max if you're really confident in your company. But, you know, when you're with a company for 40 years, like some of these UPS employees were, I mean, you can see why they would believe in their company and want to accumulate a number of shares of that stock. So, but again, that ties back to having a plan. It ties back to making sure that emergency fund is taken care of first. And the two fundamental things that need to be handled before any investing can be done is the debts need to be paid down. Any major credit card debt needs to be paid off, especially high interest. And then you've got to work towards that emergency fund. And then once that's done, now you give yourself permission to start taking risk.
All right. Before we move on to our next question, Right Track Your Retirement. They'll send it to you. His book, he wrote it. Easy read, can be a life changer for you. It was for me. And more importantly, they'll pick up the shipping too. So you have everything to gain by getting this book, righttrackpittsburgh.com, Right Track Your Retirement. And to get the first in-office review absolutely free, they get right down to the matter of money because it matters to you. And within an hour, you'll know exactly where you stand. 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. So just quickly, about 2 minutes to the break, Brian, are there specific life events or new sources of income like Social Security or pensions or annuities that should be factored into planning an emergency fund?
Yeah, I mean, it's important to anticipate any significant changes like marriage. Are you also all of a sudden going from just having to take care of yourself to having a new bride? The birth of a child, that's going to significantly change how much you need to have in emergency funds. Now, when it comes to income sources, you know, if you have income sources like Social Security and pension and guaranteed income annuities. That can actually help you reduce the amount of money that you should be having in savings for emergency reserves. So if you've got guaranteed sources of income, and I'm not talking about like property, a real estate property, because if you get a vacancy, right? If you get a vacancy, that's a problem. I had a client one time that, you know, he commingled all of his money. I mean, he had his emergency cash reserves that he was funding his real estate properties out of. And before you knew it, he had a bunch of vacancies and he was, you know, paying that mortgage and paying for repairs and not realizing that he was dipping into his savings within that account because he had it all commingled rather than separating it. So all of these things become factors. But again, Rob, that's why I wrote the book, Right Track Your Retirement. Go to righttrackpittsburgh.com, get a copy, and you can educate yourself on how to start building out a plan.
Back with more of Secure Money Advisors On The Money and your host, Brian Coranti, in a moment on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we are back. This is the Secure Money Advisor program, On The Money, and nice to have you with us today. Before the break, we discussed the importance of having a well-managed emergency fund. Now we're going to shift gears to a topic that's making headlines and could impact all of our wallets. The recent tariffs proposed by the President Donald Trump on goods from China and Mexico and Canada. Mexico and Canada, if you were listening to me this morning, 25% there, 10% against China. Very hot topic. People are afraid of some sticker shock. But I think in the long term, and if you listen to me this morning, I think it's going to force us to start making things in America again. And that, I believe, is a good thing. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, yeah, look, I mean, if I'm going to be charged if I'm going to have to pay a fee for importing something, right? Or in this case, the fee is passed along because essentially we're, you know, people call it a tax, but it's a fee. I mean, it's a way for the government to generate additional revenue. But it also forces people to consider bringing manufacturing back into the United States, which is important. Rob, we don't even make a cell phone in this country.
You're telling me. You're preaching to the choir.
Not even a cell phone.
Nothing. And you know when we really saw it rear its ugly head when the pandemic broke open and people, first off, didn't have a month's worth of income to live, they were asking the government to help, and we couldn't even get ventilators in this country.
That's
because
right.
We didn't make them in this country anymore.
That's right. And this, I think, these tariffs are part of Trump's plan of America First. And of course, you got to start somewhere. And it's not a pretty place to start. Nobody wants to see potentially food prices go up higher than what they even are. But we got to be prepared for it. And this is why we talk about all the time at Secure Money Advisors that not only do we need to have a plan, Rob, but with the plan needs to be a strategy. And what I mean by that is, you know, I use the analogy of traveling across the United States. If I'm going to go from New Jersey to California, I can map that road trip out. And I can map out exactly what roads I'm going to take. But as we start that journey, if we hit any type of weather, construction, road closures, we have to take detours. And the detour is the strategy. And in financial planning, everybody talks about you needing a plan, which I agree 100% with. But where the magic happens is with the ongoing strategy. And at Secure Money Advisors, we believe in not only giving you that plan as you onboard as a new client, but we believe in monitoring and seeing you so that if changes need to be made, we can make those. But the first thing we've got to do is we've got to eliminate as much volatility and risk from the portfolio as possible, because there's so many variables to deal with that are unknown and there's so much uncertainty in retirement to begin with. We want to start building a plan and a strategy that starts to bake in as much certainty as possible. So, I'm not sure how I feel completely about these tariffs. I think it's the right thing for the United States. I just am a little bit concerned of how that's going to impact the American public.
Yeah, and when you look at economic strategy, revenue generation, and negotiation tactics, it's all of the above. But you have to look at your economic strategy, your revenue, where it's being generated from, and you got to have negotiating tactics of your own to keep all your checks and balances where they need to be. Because in the end, no matter what they're doing, the powers to be, you still have to go to work and you still have to pay your bills.
That's right. And that's why, you know, one of the questions we get is, I mean, what should investors really be aware of during these turbulent times, if that happens? And really, you got to keep a close eye on market reactions to these tariffs, typically sector sensitive to trade policy, like agriculture and manufacturing, are two sectors that need to be kept an eye on, and they might experience the most volatility. And again, this comes back to diversification and making sure that your portfolio is diversified. And let me further define diversification here, because people think that if you have an investment strategy where, let's just say, let's take your 401k, for example, if it's a diversified amongst four or five different mutual funds or ETFs, whatever it might be, or maybe you have an IRA that's diversified the same way, you've got maybe 20 different stocks in there. If all of that money's at risk, it's not diversified. I don't define diversification in the form of I've got some companies that I own that are in the energy sector, some in the technology, some in financials. That's the diversification amongst my risk investments. We define diversification as how much money do you have diversified in risk assets and how much of your money do you have diversified in safe guaranteed assets.
All right, again, let me remind you to get the book, Right Track Your Retirement, absolutely free. They pick up the shipping, righttrackpittsburgh.com. And to get that in-office review, 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. So when you think about these tariffs, the average consumer, and, you know, one of the things that I've said, to have a middle-class income, you have to make between $70,000 and $100,000 a year. And that's why these jobs at U.S. Steel are so significant. These are the type of jobs that we always talk about helping when it comes to investing their money. Talking to a couple of the mayors the other night in Swissville, and I asked one of them, I said, what's the starting salary of somebody who goes to U.S. Steel? And we're talking $80,000 to $100,000 to start.
That's incredible.
So that is how you really get going. You get that job. You obviously deal with whatever pension your union is giving you, but you have that discretionary income to be able to go to Secure Money Advisors and pick up that extra annuity on the side. So no matter what's happening, and yeah, these tariffs may affect us all, but it may be a short-time problem for a long-term solution.
Yeah, Robbie, and here's the truth. The biggest threat to retirement is the uncertainty, and that's why I wrote the book, Right Track Your Retirement. It's a powerful guide. It helps you reduce risk, build income. Most importantly, it provides you with peace of mind because you have a plan and a track to run on. So if you're feeling uneasy about your financial future, act now. Don't procrastinate on this. I know that it can be intimidating to think about having to come in and meet with a financial advisory firm, but at Secure Money Advisors, we're not there to judge you on anything. We're there to work together, roll up our sleeves, and sit at the table together and solve these problems. So if you're like most of the people that we talk to, and you have concerns that are similar to theirs, they don't think they can take risk. A lot of risk with their money at this point because they don't have the time to recover. If the markets go down, they're unsure how to take their pension. They're unsure when or how to take their Social Security. They don't know how taxes are going to impact their retirement accounts. And the biggest fear is running out of money. So it's about security, clarity, confidence, and control. And the book, Right Track Your Retirement, gives you a plan to bake that security, clarity, and confidence back into your strategy. So again, go to righttrackpittsburgh.com, get a copy of the book today. And you can also call the 800 number, which I'll have Rob give you, and the team standing by to take your call and get you scheduled.
All right, 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. Up next, we'll do the deep dive into tax strategies and how to optimize your money to make the most for businesses and consumers to effectively navigate the challenges posed by these tariffs. Don't go anywhere. Back with more of Secure Money Advisors on the Money. Brian Caranta, Rob Pratt, your Pratt Pack today, KDKA. Good morning.
The following is paid for by Secure Money Advisors.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, welcome back to On the Money. Let's tackle a topic that affects all retirees, taxes and their impact on your retirement. We're focused on what you can do to be prepared and optimize your tax situation. So, Brian, let's dive into this very important topic because one thing's for sure, taxes never end until you end.
That's right. And taxes is a deep, deep conversation because it's layers and layers thick. But I want to start off with some basics here because especially with the clientele that we deal with, one thing I want to remind listeners of is the required minimum distribution. And if that's the first time you're hearing that term, required minimum distribution is the amount of money that the IRS is going to require you to take out of your retirement accounts, whether you want to take a withdrawal out of your accounts or not. We meet a lot of people. You know, I'm a big believer in replacing your paycheck by utilizing the income annuity. But there are many people that we meet that are fortunate that their Social Security and their pension check is enough for them to live off of. But that's not the majority. But for those people, they'll say, well, I really don't need any money from my IRA at all. So what I want to explain here is that's great if you don't. But as that money compounds over time, you're just creating yourself a bigger and bigger tax problem because the bigger that retirement account gets, whether it's in an IRA or a 403B or a 401k, it just means more money that you're going to have to pay on taxes. So remember, every dollar that's in your retirement accounts, you're partnered with the IRS. So if you think about it, just take a $500,000 retirement account. If you took all that money out as one lump sum, you're looking at like a $230,000 tax bill right off the top. So think about that for a minute, Rob. You literally have the IRS as almost a 50-50 partner in your retirement accounts. And this is why I encourage people all the time, buy them out right now if you can. Now, what I mean by buying them out is if you're you know, one of the folks out there that don't need the money that's in your retirement accounts because you're fortunate to have other income sources, you don't want to just have that money continue to sit in there and compound. Start considering Roth conversions and converting that money from your traditional IRA account to a Roth IRA account. Now, you will have to pay taxes when you convert the amount of money that you're going to convert. So if you've got $500,000 in there and you want to convert $100,000 a year, you could do it over a 5-year period. But keep in mind, when that money gets into the Roth IRA, now all the interest that you're earning on that money is 100% tax-free, and the IRS doesn't require you to take a required minimum distribution out of a Roth account. So those are simple things that can be done to optimize your tax strategy in the future.
Good accountants are worth their weight in gold.
They sure are.
People like you are worth your weight in gold.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, accountants are really good at calculating the amount of tax that you owe at the end of the year. Financial advisors are good at the tax strategies, right? And those are two very different things. Your getting your taxes done happens in April. Here's what happened over the course of the year. Okay, well, here's what you owe in taxes. Tax strategies are things like Roth conversions, tax loss harvesting, a charitable remainder trust, or charitable distributions from your IRA. So, for example, I had a client that gives to her church all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, her RMD every year was like $10,000, but she gives $5,000 to her church every year. So when I sat down with her originally, I said, tell me a little bit about, you know, are you charitable with your money? She said, yes. I said, do you currently give to charity? She said, yes. And I said, when you write the check to charity, how do you do that? She says, oh, I write right out of my checking account. And I said, you know, I noticed that you've been taking your RMDs over the last 2 years. She said, yeah. And I said, did you know that we can give the RMD to charity? And so now when that money comes out of the IRA, you don't have to pay taxes on it because we're giving it directly to charity.
All right. Speaking of RMDs, let's talk about how many listeners you believe, Brian, are concerned about required minimum distributions or RMDs. How do RMDs affect their taxes and when do they need to start taking them?
Yeah. Well, first off, RMDs, like I said, they're mandatory withdrawals that start at the age of 73. Now, most people probably remember they used to be 70 and a half, but the Secure Act 2.0, which was just a set of laws, moved the RMD age from 70 and a half to 73, and it's eventually going to go to age, I believe, 75, somewhere in 2030. So it's a little bit of a moving target right now, but these withdrawals are taxed at ordinary income. That's the other thing. So if you're required to take $20,000 out of your IRA account, that's $20,000 of income that's added to your to your other taxable income, which can then cause you to pay more on your pay more taxes on your Social Security, cause your Medicare premium to go up, and it could put you in a higher tax bracket. So it becomes a compounding effect here.
All right, so that sounds crucial for tax planning. Now, what strategies can retirees use to minimize taxes on their retirement income?
Well, this comes, you know, we hear of diversification in regards to your investments. You know, don't have all your eggs in one basket. So if you're diversifying amongst your risk investments, you might have different sectors of stocks or ETFs. You might have some in the financial sectors, the technology, pharmaceuticals, whatever it might be. When it comes to tax planning, there's tax diversification. And this is spreading your accounts between taxable investments, traditional retirement accounts, Roth accounts. And by managing the diversification of your taxable accounts, now you have different monies with different tax structures. So, for example, a traditional IRA is taxed ordinary income. A Roth IRA is tax-free. A taxable brokerage account is taxed at capital gains tax rates, which can be anywhere from 0 to 20%, depending on what your income tax bracket is. So imagine just having those three buckets of money in those different tax structures. And now when you go to develop an income plan for yourself after you retire and you no longer have a paycheck and you've got to replace that paycheck, you've got these multiple buckets that are taxed differently to pull money from to manage and optimize your tax situation in retirement.
All right, so we're going to get to a break, and on the other side, we're going to continue our conversation. But here is the cold, hard facts, everyone. The biggest threat to your retirement isn't just market volatility. It's uncertainty. That's exactly why Brian Quaranto wrote Right Track Your Retirement. This book is not just another financial guide. It's your roadmap to a secure, worry-free future. If the thought of running out of money keeps you up at night, it's time to take action. Too many have shared their fears with us, risk they can't afford, confusion over Social Security, and worries about taxes eating into their retirement savings. Right Track Your Retirement addresses these issues head on, providing clarity and confidence so you can enjoy your retirement without fear. Don't wait. Visit RightTrackPittsburgh.com to grab your free copy of the book. While you're there, don't miss a chance to schedule a one-on-one session with our experts by calling 800-656-8616. That's RightTrackPittsburgh.com or 800-656-8616. This isn't just advice. It's a comprehensive plan to secure your financial future. Bring your concerns and let's tackle them together. Remember, securing your retirement starts here and now. When we come back, you have some questions and we're going to give you some answers right after this quick break. Secure Money Advisors on the Money, Brian Quaranto, Rob Pratt, today, KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, don't forget, Right Track Your Retirement. To get the book, RightTrackPittsburgh.com. And that toll-free number that we're going to give you before we get out of here, just to remind all of you that you can get that in-office review. And you can find out exactly within that hour where you stand. So we're going to get to all that before we're done. But I want to get to these questions before we run out of time. Here is the first question. A retired school administrator with $300,000 in a 403B is considering rolling it over to an IRA. They worry about losing access to their 403B creditor protections. What protections differ, Brian, between a 403B and an IRA?
Oh, this is a great question. I mean, they both have protections, you know, but the 403B plans, you know, it's an employer-sponsored plan. So the 403B plan is subjected to ERISA, which receives a very strong federal protection. And by the way, for folks that have not heard that term, ERISA, it stands for Employee Retirement Income Security Act. And that is a level of protection that will protect a 403B against creditors in a bankruptcy and non-bankruptcy situations. Now, if you compare that to, let's say, a traditional IRA, which is what she's saying that she may roll this money to, IRAs are not covered by ERISA, so they don't receive the same level of federal protection against creditors outside of bankruptcy. In bankruptcies, IRAs are protected up to the federal limit of about $1.5 million. And now that's as of 2024. I actually don't know what they've went to from there, but Yeah. So anyway, but they're under the Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Act. So there is some outside of bankruptcy IRA creditor protection, depends on your state laws too. So there is protections, but it's not as let's say rock solid as what a the protection would be with an employer sponsored plan like a 403 or 401k.
All right, here next question. It says a retiree has been offered a bonus annuity that promises a higher initial balance if they sign up. They're curious about how this affects their income and if there are any drawbacks to consider. What should they investigate before committing, Brian?
Okay, so first off, this is an outstanding question. And you'll hear about this a lot. You know, people will come in and say, I was offered an annuity that will give me a 10% bonus or a 20% bonus. And as a matter of fact, I had a gentleman come in probably about a year ago, and he was looking to roll over about $500,000 from a 401k. And he had sat down with an advisor and had gone to a seminar, and they were offering an annuity that gave a 20% bonus. So he says, Brian, I just don't understand how they're going to give me $100,000. So you're telling me if I put in $500,000 and this company gives me a 20% bonus, I'm going to get $100,000? And I said, you are, with a lot of strings attached, right? And so we got to be very careful about these bonus annuities, because those bonuses can come with a lot of strings attached, meaning, for example, this one particular company that offers these very big bonuses of 20% or more, that money can never be taken out as a lump sum. It actually has to be taken out in a series of withdrawals over the course of your lifetime. So if they're pushing you into a lifetime withdrawal strategy, you have to really evaluate that. And the most important thing is that a lot of folks think that that money is theirs and they're going to be able to take that money out at any point in time and put it in their pocket. And it doesn't work that way. So just be very careful with bonus annuities in regards to any strings attached, any additional fees, how the bonus is vested. So sometimes a bonus annuity will be what we call an upfront and all bonus, which means that, you know, let's say a company was offering a 10% bonus, you put $500,000 in, now you get a $50,000 bonus on top, so your account value goes to $550,000. If it's an upfront and all bonus, basically what that means is that you have access to 100% of that bonus money immediately. And then there's bonus annuities that have what we call a vesting period. So just like a 401k might have a vesting period where it might take 3-4 years to invest, bonus annuities that have a vesting schedule usually are vested over the contract term period. So if your contract is for 10 years, it could mean that it could take 10 years for that bonus to be vested. Now, again, this comes back to, why am I buying the annuity? What am I buying it for? Remember, annuities should only be bought as a replacement of income. It is designed to ensure your income. An annuity is not an investment. It's an insurance policy to guarantee and protect the paycheck that you're no longer going to have when you stop working. It is a private pension. So please keep that in mind. If someone is telling you to buy an annuity because you can get the growth of the market without any risk of the market, you're probably better off being in the market. Now, not in all cases, but in a lot of cases, because again, the annuity should be bought for the income purpose only. That's what they were designed for. Now, you can make an argument that if you were trying to get a little bit better rate of return than, let's say, a bank CD, maybe one of these indexed annuities where they give you some growth in the market without any losses might be beneficial. So anyway, folks, go to righttrackpittsburgh.com, get a copy of my book. I wrote it for you to give you peace of mind, clarity, and confidence going into retirement and through retirement. Righttrackpittsburgh.com.
800-656-8616, 800-656-8616.
The proceeding was paid for by Secure Money Advisors. Information program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.